If everybody will please take their seat, we'll kind of get started again. Thank everybody for a good long morning. We got a good long afternoon to go. We're in open session, so Matt, are you going to pick up?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start. We're going to move on to the next agenda item. Am I on? Yes, hello? I think I am. Agenda item 13, which is the PK bid document. I'm going to go through a little bit of history, recap just a little bit, not only for the board, but for the public in attendance. As y'all know, the board has directed staff to put together an RFB for the sale of property at Possum Kingdom. And since that time, a lot of stuff has happened, but not the least significant of which was the receipt of two proposals, one by Mike Patterson, one by Craig Walker. The board was briefed on those two proposals at our last special meeting, and there was also a pretty decent show of support in terms of lessee attendance on those meetings. At that time, it was proposed that in any RFB, an effort be made to include some, if not all, of what was in those two proposals, because those had support, at least somewhat, amongst the lessee community. To that end, what the board is seeing today and what they're being asked to do is to take action to give staff the ability to issue an RFB and also to dictate what some of the conditions in said RFB would be. So what I'd like to do is go through several of the more the major points of an RFB before presenting the board with a resolution that'll be a little bit more specific. First of all, let's talk about what we're selling or what would be on the table. At this time, what we would propose that this RFB include is just the developed property, so just the leased residential property and some commercial property, that which is located wholly outside of FERC. We have about 19 of those properties. So there are some commercial properties that are located wholly within FERC, and those wouldn't be on the table. We're talking about the ones that are located wholly outside of that, and obviously the leased residential. Unleased or the undeveloped property would not be included in what we're proposing today. There are a lot of different issues associated with that property, and that kind of set it apart from the developed land. And so we would hold it out at this time so that we can work with, you know, conservation agencies, local and state elected officials, with how that land can be more properly preserved in the future before we do anything with it. So at this time, it's obviously not on the table. As to lessee protections, the RFB will require any purchaser to ratify current leases, which is an obvious thing. And also, as far as options for lessee protections, it would include all of the options that are laid out in the Patterson and Walker proposals. I believe there were five of those. There were two purchase options, and there were two lease options, and then there was a fallback option, which was the 8-year protections that the board adopted. So all five of those would be included in an RFB, or at least what we're talking about today. As to roads and future road maintenance, the authority-owned roads, except for the ones that are for use on our actual operations property, so 49 miles of them, would be included in this RFB, as would future maintenance of those. So the purchaser would be required to purchase and maintain or cause to be maintained those roads that BRA is currently owning and maintaining. So those would be part of the deal. There are a couple of things that were in the Patterson-Walker proposals that were specific to those and were kind of requirements in those proposals that we are looking to include in an RFB that wouldn't necessarily be requirements but would be encouraged, and those have to do with the charitable gifting and municipal incorporation. A purchaser, if there were one, would have the option but not be required to set aside funding, or would actually be encouraged to set aside funding for municipal incorporation, and also to gift or give those leased properties that are currently leased to nonprofits. With regard to FERC access and the future of that, and I think this is going to be something that we need to speak to with any divestiture scenario, whether it be a third party or some other scenario. It's pretty important to take a moment for the public in attendance, the board already has an understanding of this, but for the public in attendance, to try to clear up any confusion as to the nature of that property or how it would be handled in a post-divestiture scenario. It's got to be made clear and understood that FERC property is public property. The BRA will not cut off access to it. Per FERC license, we can't. We don't have the ability to do that. So per federal regulation, we have to allow access to that property. A lot of stuff going around, rumors as far as, you know, I think Mr. Aldrich pointed out earlier that there's fear that BRA would put a fence in front of it, and that's never going to happen. The BRA is not going to do that. Access to that property has to maintain. Now, because it's public property, does that mean that someone could come and pull up in front of my lease lot and put up a tent and build a campfire and occupy that property? No, that's not what it means. The public access envisioned by FERC is transitory in nature. So what that means is you don't have the right to occupy it. You have the right to traverse it. So occupants is not allowed under that public access. We at the BRA are wanting to work, and this is part of what staff is proposing today, to figure out a way to ensure future access to that property, although we would tell you that future access will always be insured because it is public. But to that end, BRA did earlier this year go to FERC and ask if we could sell that property to lessees. We were told no, and which was, you know, that was the decision that FERC made. Now, since then, the PKLA, through their attorneys, Joe Staley, Bob Aldrich, have submitted a brief or asked for reconsideration or some clarification of that order. Quite frankly, don't necessarily oppose their request for reconsideration. We'd like some clarification on that order as well. So we actually appreciate that work. And in fact, one of the things that we are presenting to the board today, we'll be asking for their consideration on, is the ability to go to FERC with a further filing to ask to exclude from the project area that 25-foot or 50-foot buffer zone, whichever it is, in a particular area, to take that out of the project area so that it may be sold as part of a divestiture, and obviously mitigate that with other property elsewhere. So that's something that we're going to be asking the board for permission to go forward with today. Now, until FERC makes a decision on that, and we don't know what their decision is going to be, they could just say no, again, as they kind of have in the past. But until they make that decision, folks at the lake need to understand that access to that property will continue. It will not be cut off regardless of what we do. That's not something that's going to happen. Whether we're able to do it through a sale, or whether it's through the continuance of the leases that are already on that property, or whether it's through just the understanding and recognition of the inherent right that every person has as a citizen to access that property, access will continue. With regard to the legislature, and this is something I wanted to address because Mr. Staley talked about it earlier, it may be that while the board's pursuing a third-party option, it may be that legislation is necessary to validate some of the things that we're thinking about doing. And we would obviously want to partner with the folks at the lake to make sure everybody was okay with it. I think that that's something that we need. We would all need to go there together if such legislation is needed. If we move forward and do pursue a third-party RFB and it doesn't work out, I think we'll all end up in Austin trying to pursue some sort of legislation. It's our understanding that there is legislation out there. BRA has not seen it. We've not been made privy to it. We would obviously, as Mr. Staley indicated, be willing to and wanting to work on it, because as the entity that would have to implement it, we would pretty much need to be at the table for that. So we would definitely want to be part of that. As far as communications with the Possum Kingdom Lake Association, what I would say, and that was kind of a topic that came up when we looked at the proposals at the last special meeting, and what their position on that particular option was. And at that time, they had not taken one, and they haven't yet. And my understanding, and this is understandable, the reason that they haven't, is they don't know exactly what it is that BRA is looking at. It may be that after, you know, if the board were to adopt what we're gonna look at today, they may be able to take a position or at least have a more clear understanding of what it is that we're doing. Regardless, I have, and obviously BRA staff has expressed a willingness to sit down with them after today and to the extent that we can, if we don't already, and what we've moved forward with, try to address their concerns if we're able to. So that intent is there if we were to need to do that. That's pretty much all I have to say. What I can do is move into the resolution, which is obviously much more specific than what I've addressed, and prior to that, I can answer any questions or if there's discussion amongst the board.
Is there any discussion, any questions? I think you have a resolution, if you could read that.
Please. I have a long resolution, and I'll read that. Matter of fact, can I grab that? Okay, and what this resolution will do is lay out pretty much everything I just talked about, permission to move forward with an RFB, what's in it, and permission to move forward with some requests from FERC. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 27, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby directs staff to issue a request for bids for the purchase of Brazos River Authority's property, which is subject to, one, a residential lease, save and accept that portion of the lease premises which is located within the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission project boundary, or two, a commercial lease where the leased premises is wholly located outside the FERC project boundary. And be it further resolved that the request for bids require that any purchaser must assume and ratify existing leases, and for a period of at least 1 year after the purchase, offer the following options to current residential and commercial lessees. One, purchase the lessee's leased property in cash or through preferred lender financing for 90% of the 2008 land-only assessed value as determined by the county appraisal district. Two, purchase the lessee's leased property via seller financing for 100% of the 2008 land-only assessed value as determined by the county appraisal district. Three, a new 99-year lease with a rental rate of 6% of 2008 assessed land value with an annual CPI increase. The new 99-year lease must also include an option to purchase at the tax assessed value without any exemptions as of the time of purchase, but not less than the 2008 tax assessed value. Four, for over 65 lessees, the option to sign a new 10-year lease with a rental rate of 6% of 2008 assessed value with an annual CPI increase, but which lease grants lessee an option to defer all lease payments until the end of the 10-year term, and also includes an option to purchase at the tax assessed value without any exemptions as of the time of purchase, but not less than the 2008 tax assessed value. Five, the option to stay on the lessee's current lease and receive protections previously adopted by the Brazos River Authority Board, which are, one, or I, ratification of existing lease, two, double I, 8 years of rental protection. Purchaser must use current Brazos River Authority lease rate methodology for that time period. Three, 8 years to purchase leasehold property at the greater of A, the tax assessed value of the land only at the time of the purchase, or B, the 2008 tax assessed land only value. Four, extension of any lease as necessary to allow the full 8 year period of time to purchase. And be it further resolved that the request for bids require any purchaser to purchase all roads which are currently maintained by the Brazos River Authority and maintain such roads or cause such roads to be maintained, provide an access easement to Brazos River Authority, and ensure that the users of the leased property and property retained by the Brazos River Authority are able to access and use such roads. And be it further resolved that the request for bids may include any small undeveloped strips between leased lots or between leased lots and roads which the Brazos River Authority determines are not otherwise usable or required for Brazos River Authority's current or future operations. And be it further resolved that the request for bids encourage but not require any purchaser to deed at no cost to the current lessee those divested properties currently leased by nonprofit organizations and to set aside funding for municipal incorporation. And be it further resolved that the request for bids notify the prospective purchaser or prospective bidders that the Brazos River Authority is in the process of requesting approval from FERC that all residential lease property located within the FERC project boundary be excluded from the FERC project boundary, and that if at the time the bid is accepted, FERC has approved such exclusion, the bid will include such property and its associated leases. And be it further resolved that if at the time a bid is accepted, FERC has not authorized the Brazos River Authority to exclude from the FERC project boundary those portions of the residential leased property located within the FERC project boundary. Only those portions of the property and associated leases that are outside the FERC project boundary will be assigned to the purchaser, and purchaser will become the lessor as to those portions of the property so purchased and covered under such existing leases. And the Brazos River Authority will remain lessor under such existing leases to the extent such leases are within the FERC project boundary until such time as the leases expire or are otherwise terminated. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby direct staff to evaluate granting a residual interest in the residential leased property located within the FERC project boundary, whereby at the time the FERC license terminates or such property is excluded from the FERC project boundary, such property shall revert to the then current landowner or then current owner of the land adjacent to such property. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby direct staff to evaluate options for continuing to provide the lessees and or adjacent landowners the same level of access to the FERC project area that exists today while remaining compliant with all FERC requirements. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby direct staff to pursue submitting to FERC an application to amend the license to exclude those portions of the residential lease property located within the FERC project boundary from the FERC project boundary and mitigate this exclusion by placing other Brazos River Authority property within the FERC project boundary. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby direct staff to develop with outside counsel declarations of restrictions, covenants, and conditions to protect the scenic value and the environment in and around Possum Kingdom Lake consistent with the provisions of the Shoreline Management Guide and the requirements of the FERC license. Such declarations to be included in the RFB and filed in the property records of the counties where the land subject to the RFB is located.
Thank you, Matt. You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to accept? By Director Ball, seconded by Director Brady. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeFluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Adam?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Aye.
Director Carrada?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.
Thank you very much.